Good morning and welcome to the roundtable and our discussion this morning about technology with our dear friend Jesse Feiler. Jesse is a developer, consultant, and author specializing in Apple technologies. He's the creator of Minutes Machine for iPad, the Meeting Management app, and Saranac River Trail app, a guide to the trail that includes location-based updates as well as social media tools. His books include Swift for Dummies and iOS App Development for Dummies. Are there any new ones since then?
I don't think so.
That's good.
I think that's, you know, I'm doing some videos.
I mean, that's enough.
I'm doing some videos now. I've done as much damage as I can
okay.
do.
All right. He can be reached at NorthCountryConsulting.com, NorthCountryConsulting.com. And as I said, he's our dear friend, and we love when he's here. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the program. Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Last time, I think you were walking out, and I said, oh, maybe we can talk about this Apple Watch thing. I said, I assume by the time we talk again, you'll have one. And you said, oh, I hope so. But you haven't had one, but you've had access to one. Is that... Am I correct in that?
Let's see what time it is.
Oh, you have one. You do have one.
I know there's no such thing as a stupid question or comment.
I thought I read in the email that you sent me that you didn't have it yet. I don't know how I misinterpreted that.
I may not have had it
then
before they shipped last Friday.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so let me look at your wrist. So how does it? Do you love it?
Yes.
Okay, so there it is. So you are you're wearing it now. You said something to me. So let's begin there. You said something to me again as we were walking out last time, which has stayed in my mind since you said it.
Oh dear, I'm sorry.
By the way, so many things that you say do, they stick with me, is that this is a whole new ballgame for Apple because you're entering the fashion world.
Yeah, and for some of us, this is quite an entrance.
In other words, you don't really care about the fashion part of it, you care about the technology part of it.
No, I mean, I can get myself cleaned up.
It looks very nice,
but
it seems to capture your personality very nicely.
Well, that's because it comes with a number of watch faces, so you can change them.
Okay.
All digitally, of course. I mean, you're not there with a screwdriver.
So can you do the Mickey Mouse one in there?
Yeah.
You don't have to do it. I was just asking if you could do it.
Yes.
So if
you mean that one?
Oh, that is so cool. All right. I said earlier today that I wouldn't be getting one, but maybe now I have to. That's very cool. So why do we need to wear these things? What is the benefit in having? I remember asking you this question about the iPad, and I proclaimed to my wife that I don't know that we would be able to exist as humans if we didn't have our iPads the other day. So I ask you now, you know, will this be in a couple of years? We'll look at each other and say, how did we exist without these?
Well, it happened with the iPhone as well.
Sure.
And can we back up a little bit?
Absolutely.
Back up to cell phones?
Okay, we'll back up to cell phones.
And the reason for doing that is I happen to have some statistics in front of my nose right here.
Go. The
statistics for Apple Watch, we don't really have yet. We definitely don't. Apple
right.
knows them, but they're not releasing the numbers.
Right. They don't give that information out.
Let's go back to the age before iPhone, or even today. This data is from 2014.
All right.
And let's take a look at sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay.
And telephony there. 98% of the people in Uganda in 2014 don't have a telephone.
98%. All right.
And that's a very interesting statistic if you put it next to the fact that in the same survey in Uganda, the same country, 65% of the people had a cell phone.
Wow. 65%.
Yeah. As opposed to 2% of landlines.
Okay.
And this is a roundabout answer to your question. What's happening is that technology has moved forward, And we seem to be, in some ways, we're in the forefront, and we go through every phase of technology. Other countries, for a variety of reasons, and people as well, for a variety of reasons, don't go through all of these steps, and they sort of sit on the sidelines sometimes. And then they say, ah, okay, this now makes sense. So in sub-Saharan Africa, just to take it as an example because I have the numbers right here, they've sort of skipped the landline mess and gone directly to cell phones and smartphones. And that's what's happening, I think, with the watch, because we've been through all of the steps to get to the watch.
Right.
And when you start to wear a watch like this and start to use it, a lot of people's first, most people's first reaction to the watch, if you talk about the Apple Watch, they say, oh, Apple is making a watch. Now they don't know anything about it. And they say, you know, why are they making a watch? I have a diskette drive in my Mac from 1987, and there's a diskette jammed in it, and they won't fix it. So, you know, why are they bothering to make a watch when I have my diskette drive not working?
Right.
That is, believe it or not, that's a fairly common reaction.
Okay.
From a large number of people. But it's not always the diskette drive, but it's
close. Right.
But, yeah. So, but what we've got is, when you start looking at it, it's, they say, a lot of people say, why would you wear a watch? Why would you put basically a computer, even an iPhone, on your wrist? You know, it's going to be small. You, how are you going to see the screen? And, you know, you've heard this sort of thing. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I have this own internal argument.
Yes.
Right.
Once you start using it, and particularly as developers, when we start getting our hands on it, and this was key, and I talked to a couple of friends, and they went through the same thing. Once you start using it, you see that the issue of the size of the screen puts in place a whole bunch of thoughts that you carry through. And what we see is that to provide value as developers on a wearable device with a small screen, it's not really what information you put on the screen that matters. So the size of the screen doesn't really matter that much. It's how you decide to present information and what circumstances you present the information. So that, to take a really simple example, we know very easily how to, on a cell phone, an iPhone or whatever, how to put a reminder saying, the next time I go to the supermarket, buy a quart of milk.
Right.
We really know how to do that.
Yes.
We have apps that can do it. No problem.
Write a little note.
Pieces of paper, yeah. You know, no, very easy to do.
Absolutely.
What is harder to do is to create a reminder for yourself that says, buy a quart of milk when I am somewhere where I can buy a quart of milk.
So say that again to me.
I need to buy a quart of milk.
Yes.
Instead of saying I want a reminder the next time I go to a supermarket to buy a quart of milk.
Yes.
I want a reminder to buy a quart of milk the next time I'm at a place that sells milk.
Okay.
Which might be a gas station.
All right.
Might be a pharmacy these days. In other words, we need the reminders to say not this, the, what I call the semi-stupid reminders or semi-smart reminders. When I go to a supermarket, remind me to buy milk. I want one level of abstraction away from that. Anywhere that sells milk, I want to know that I need to buy a quart of milk. And that's what we haven't really done yet. And that's where I think the watch is forcing us to take a look at this, to build that logic that provides information, simple information, that is valuable not because the amount of information is there, but because the information comes at exactly the right time and place. And that's the opportunity for developers.
Okay. So, because there's two things at play. When, as you were telling that anecdote, which is a really good one of analogy, I thought to myself, well, then how would the watch know, not so much that okay, I understand that it knows I need milk because I put it in there that I need milk, but that, as you indicated, that the pharmacy that I walk into would sell milk. It knows that, too.
That relies on there being some, that relies on a couple of things, all of which are in place. The watch or whatever the mobile device is needs to know where you are. Okay, that we know. That's simple. We've got that down. And it, there are some areas that don't have location services and don't have network services, but they are being reduced. So we know where you are.
Yep.
We can find out what businesses are near there.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy a quart of milk, chances are you want to buy it from a business. The question wasn't, can I borrow a quart of milk or, you know, find a friend who has a quart of milk. So you can find the businesses that are near where you are. We do have, we're starting to get a better handle on this, a way of checking to see if this business, which is within, you know, one block of where I happen to be, does this business sell milk? And we're getting to the point where we can discover that.
As far as the presentation of actually what you see on that screen, it's still small. So we will get used to that, right, of what it's telling us and that we don't have that full
screen. Well, the screen is – well, it is a full screen. I've got the whole – well,
Now, there's Mickey Mouse on it. You can get out of that.
If I go back to, this is the astronomy screen. I've got the whole solar system on here.
As you should.
As I should. So there's a solar system.
Okay.
So the screen can portray a lot of information.
Right.
But it's
one including the time. Right?
Yeah. And day.
And day. That's very nice. That's
and
what
the
a
solar
watch
system.
Do. Right. And a solar system.
But what? Where were we? The resolution of the screen. The resolution is incredibly high.
Okay.
And if we can start to go back to the quart of milk analogy, if we can start to rely on a device like this to put a very, very tiny image of a quart of milk on the screen or the word milk on the screen, when I am within, you know, a dozen footsteps of some place that sells milk that I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's enough resolution.
So what are the buying options of this watch in the sense of do you have the memory? Is that something you're buying? Normally, if you buy an iPad or an iPhone, there's the memory options, right? So do we have that in this as well?
No, I haven't. It comes with a standard amount of memory.
Okay.
The buying options are there are three models.
Yes.
Of the Apple Watch. One is called the Apple Watch.
Very catchy, yes.
Then there's the Sport edition.
Okay.
And then there's the what's known casually as the $10,000 watch.
Oh, the gold.
The gold.
The gold watch, okay.
Yeah. But the Apple Watch is the one in the middle.
And that's what you have, the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And that runs basically, am I allowed to ask you how much you paid for the watch?
This one, I can't remember exactly what I know what I paid for it.
Yes.
Which was $700 with the band.
Oh, okay.
The bands are separate.
Oh.
And there's a great deal of variety in the band.
Okay.
So, as is true with regular watches.
Sure.
So
that's a little bit of cash. That's higher than I thought
I
it would
think
be.
It's $499. I think it's $499.
Okay.
I think the Sport is $399.
And what does the Sport do? Is the same watch, just different?
The difference is the Sport is an aluminum case.
Yep.
And this is stainless steel.
Okay.
And the gold is?
Gold.
Gold. So those are the major differences. There are two sizes also in each model.
Okay.
So you've got already, you already have six different watches because two sizes times three different models.
Yep.
And then you have a variety of bands that you can put on them. And you can replace them, but you buy, each one comes with one. So there's quite a few variations there.
And so you will find yourself relying on it for what? Or in the very short time that you've had it, what do you find yourself relying on it for?
Well, the first thing I rely on it for is actually telling the time.
Not a bad thing. Sure.
But it also synchronizes to the phone.
So even though it doesn't have service, well, you can't take calls on it.
You can take calls on
you
it.
You can take calls.
If
you get service.
If you have the phone nearby and if it has phone service.
Okay.
But
I don't need a data package for my phone, for my watch.
No, because the phone is doing it.
Okay.
So that's how they work together. And I'm sure we're going to see more variations on how people work with this.
Yeah.
One of the things that people have, you look on the discussion boards and talk to people who have, one of the things that, because there's this link with the iPhone, things like reminders and appointments that are on the iPhone translate onto the watch.
And do you get, and then there's apps, right?
Yeah, there's apps. There's 3,000 apps at this point. But what you can do, and this is part of the learning experience for everyone, for developers and users, you can say, I want to see notifications from this app or that from Facebook or whatever, and you can get the notifications on the watch. And what everyone I know has done is you can turn off or on notifications, let's say, from Facebook. And as soon as you do that for, you know, maybe an hour, you go into Facebook and you change your notification settings. Because when you are being notified of something that happens in, let's say, in the social media world, on either on a phone or on a desktop computer or a laptop computer, when you're being notified in that context, you generally want to see more information.
Yeah.
When you need to get it more focused when you're coming down to the watch and say, I want Facebook to really only tell me this. So you can turn Facebook off and then adjust your settings here. And I think we're going to see more and more settings that let people really refine what they get. So that, for example, to go back to beat the, you know, quart of milk to death, I may want to say that I want to be notified of things on my shopping list when I'm near some place where I can buy them, and only these items. I want to be notified of, you know, a quart of milk. If I also need to buy paper towels, maybe I don't need to be notified about that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it depends on the circumstances.
Sure. And then are there, I assume, gaming opportunities, right?
People are trying to figure out what to do with games. I think we're going to see there's a lot of interest. Apple has been, has given developers the software development kit to see what is there. And I think as soon as people users start working with it, and if you talk to people who have the watch and developers who have the watch in particular, you'll see where people are seeing the opportunities. There's a lot out there now, but I think it's going to start becoming more refined and more focused as we move along.
What is, as far as programs, what is actually on the watch? So do you have, what is actually programmed to it? You have notes?
You have... I don't know. The standard items are your address book, your date book.
Your contacts.
Contacts, that's address book.
Right.
And things like that. And then a lot of third-party apps have, and more and more every day, are going to have what we call extensions that work on the watch.
Can I watch TV on it?
No. Okay. I don't think
I can't watch like an HBO show on there. I love the look you're giving me. Go ahead.
For some reason I'm imagining I'm conflating the actor with the character here, which is probably which is always a bad thing to do. But
yes.
I'm wondering what Maggie Smith, in her character from Downton Abbey, would say about
Countess,
you know,
sure.
there was something about a rotating desk chair that I happened to see at one point. So I But that's a separate issue. No, it's not for watching television. But since you bring up television, the rumor mill in the developer world, which is always fascinating, and the only thing that is more than fascinating is the fact that it's always wrong, usually wrong. There's a rumor that at developers' conference at the beginning of June this year, we're going to see the long-awaited revision to the Apple TV.
Oh, all right.
And that may have something to do with the watch.
Now, when it comes to all
that's only a rumor, by the way.
Because I think of the things that are standard on your iPad, on your iPhone, where you can get your, for example, what inputs are there on the watch? So, how do you charge it?
It charges. You put a magnetic thing on the back.
Okay.
And it doesn't plug in. And it charges overnight.
Nice.
And the what I looked at is when mine arrived, and I can only describe what happened with mine. When mine arrived, it was 75% charged.
Okay.
And the first day, it almost ran out of juice by the end of the day.
Okay.
And it went on to reserve power, which it has. I charged it overnight. I've charged it each night since then, and it gets down to like 40 or maybe 30% by the end of the day. And I think I'm a typical user, so there isn't a problem with charging.
And how do we get the information on it? So if we want to take over our if we want to put over our list, if we want to put over our because I assume it has iTunes on there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can have your music on there.
Yeah.
And so all of that is transferred through the iTunes store?
When you set it up, there are some options for the apps that you have on
your other devices,
the phone, to see which ones you want to bring down if they have extensions.
Yeah.
And the idea of an extension is that an app may have something that when you install it on the iPhone, it will be able to communicate with the watch and give you certain functionality on the watch.
It seems really fun.
Yeah, it is. And I think I get a sense, and obviously we don't know what's going to happen with any of this, but I get a sense that what's been presented is really good. And from a developer side, if you look at the tools that we have to write for the Apple Watch, they're very good. But if you go beyond that and say, okay, well, now that we have it, now that we have the opportunity to use it and see what would I like to do with it, you know, where are the opportunities for a developer, what can we do, I think we're going to have, really over the course of the next year, some really interesting things happening.
Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com, and you've got some information up there about this?
Yeah, more about wearables and so forth, but we can deal with wearables later.
Okay.
Other wearables.
Other wearables. It's not the only wearable. Okay. NorthCountryConsulting.com. Jesse Filer, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.